这首诗歌实在是非常的美好。
This hymn is truly beautiful.
说到什么宁愿有耶稣。
Says I'd rather have Jesus.
今天早上如果我们在一起思想这个话，如果在那个聚会的最后，如果弟兄姊妹心里面能够有这样的一个思想，我宁愿有耶稣，那我们今天早上的时间就没有白费。
If at the end of this meeting, after the fellowship, brothers and sisters still have this thought lingering in our hearts, I'd rather have Jesus, then we would not have wasted this time.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你的恩典，常常召聚我们到你的面前。
Thank you. In your grace, you call us to gather before you.
我们在主的面前，我们心里是在渴慕主对我们说话。
Before you, we have this longing to hear your words.
我们愿意向主说，主，我们都在这里。
We tell you, Lord, here we are.
不管是说的人，或者是听的人，或者是翻译的人，主，我们都需要你的恩典。
Whether he who speaks, those who listen, he who translates, we all need you.
我们是在你的怜悯之下。
We are all in your mercy.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In your name of the Jesus Christ.
我们一起翻开马太福音。
Please turn to God, Gospel according to Matthew.
马太福音十九章。
Gospel according to Matthew chapter 19.
十六节到二十三节。
Verses 16 through 23.
马太福音十九章。十六节到二十三节。
Matthew 19, verses 16 through 23.
有一个人来见耶稣说，夫子，我该做什么善事才能得永生？
Behold, one came to him and said, Teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
耶稣对他说，你为什么以善事问我呢？只有一位是善的。你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。
And he said to him, Why are you asking me concerning that which is good? One is good. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments.
他说什么诫命？耶稣说就是不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证。
He says to him, Which? And Jesus said, You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witnesses.
当孝敬父母，又当爱人如己。
Honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
那少年人说，这一切我都遵守了，还缺少什么呢？
The young man says to him, All these I have observed. What do I lack yet?
耶稣说，你若愿意做完全人，可以变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上。你还要来跟从我。
Jesus said to him, If you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me.
这是一段我们都很熟悉的圣经。
These are very familiar scriptures.
我们读到这一段圣经的时候，我们应当怎么样行？
When we read this passage, we consider what we shall do.
我们是不是应该变卖我们所有的分给穷人。
She will sell all and give to the poor.
然后一起来跟随主。
And then come and follow Jesus.
是不是主要我们今天做这件事呢？
Is this what the Lord wants us to do today?
到底主在这里对这个少年人所说的这一段话的意义在哪里？
What in actuality is the Lord saying to this young man?
我们先来看这个少年人向主所发出的问题。
Let's first consider the question brought by this young man.
他说，我该做什么善事才能得永生？
He said, What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
这里面他要得永生。
Here we see he wants to gain eternal life.
这是他的目的。
This is his goal.
因此他有一个思想。
Therefore he has a thought.
他的思想就是他应当做什么来得到这个永生。
And that thought is, what shall he do to gain this eternal life?
弟兄姊妹，这小小的一个问题。
For instance, this is but a small question.
这里面包含 两个重要的点。
But it includes two major points.
一个是人要得着永生。
One, man needs to gain eternal life.
一个是人认为要做什么才能得到这个永生。
And the second, what man can do to gain this eternal life.
这是所有宗教里面那个根基。
And this is the foundation of all religion.
所有那些宗教的那些行为里面都是用这两个思想来做根基。
All the deeds of religion is based upon these two points.
所有的宗教都告诉人要得着永生。
Because all religion tells men to teach men to gain eternal life.
并且告诉人说你们应当做什么。
And also shows men what they shall do.
但是我们的主却不是要直接的回答这个问题。
But our Lord didn't answer this question directly.
我们首先看主的回答。
Let's consider his reply.
在十七节里面。
Verse 17.
他说你若要进入永生。
He said if you want to enter into life.
这个少年人的问题是我怎么样能够得着永生。
Young man's question is how may I gain eternal life?
但是主的回答是你怎么样要进入永生。
The Lord's reply is how to enter into life.
这个得着永生和进入永生有一点差别。
There's a slight difference between entering into life and gaining eternal life.
我们来试想那个挪亚的时代。
Let's consider the time of Noah.
挪亚在那里就建了一个方舟。
Noah was building an ark.
但是什么样的人才能够得着那个方舟的好处？
Who are the people that can receive the benefit of the ark?
是不是盖那个方舟的人？
Were they the one that built the ark?
是不是拥有那个方舟的人
？Or are they the one who owned the ark?
还是那些进入方舟的人
？Or are those who entered into the ark?
弟兄姊妹，这个就是那个差别。
For instance, this is the difference.
今天我们唯一能够得着永生的那个路。
The only way that we can gain eternal life today.
就是我们要进入那个生命。
It's the fact we need to enter into that life.
就好像那个方舟一样。
Just like the ark.
很可能你有钱，你可以建一个方舟。
Perhaps you are wealthy, you can have an ark built for you.
或者你很勤劳，你可以建造那个方舟。
Or if you're diligent, you can build it yourself.
但是除非你是进入那个方舟。
Unless you're the one who enters into the ark.
除非在洪水泛滥的时候，你在那个方舟的里面。
Unless you're the one who is hiding in the ark when the flood water rages.
你没有办法得到那个方舟的好处。
You would not have the benefit of the ark.
当洪水泛滥的时候，就算是你在那里曾经建造过方舟。
When the flood water rages, even if you were the one who built the ark,
你仍然要灭亡。
You will still perish.
所以所有的那个重点是在哪里呢？
So what's the main point?
我们乃是要进入那个永生。
We need to enter into that eternal life.
在旧约的时代，神启示以色列人要盖一个会幕。
In the Old Testament, God revealed to the Israelites to build him an tabernacle.
所以有以色列人，他们一起来把那个会幕建造起来。
So all the Israelites came and built the tabernacle together.
许多的人把他们的金钱奉献出来。
And many people offer their money.
他们把他们的首饰奉献出来。
They offer their apparels.
他们把各样的线奉献出来。
They offer their threads.
他们一起用他们的力气把那个会幕建造起来。
And they all use their energy to build the tabernacle.
他们不但建了那个会幕，他们也做了各样的器具。
They not only built the tabernacle, also made all kinds of utensils.
什么样的人能够得着那个会幕的好处？
So who are these people that can receive the benefit of the tabernacle?
乃是那些进入那个会幕的人。
It is them who enter into the tabernacle.
如果他们把会幕盖起来了，
Once they built the tabernacle,
他们从来不进入那个会幕的话，
And yet they never enter into the tabernacle.
他们就不能得到那个会幕的好处。
They will never receive the benefit of the tabernacle.
因此主耶稣首先就告诉这个少年人。
So first off, the Lord told the young man,
不是在于我们得着一个东西。
It is not up to our gaining something.
乃是在我们是不是进入永生。
It is up to whether we enter into eternal life.
然后主就讲了好又问他好几件事。
And then the Lord asked him several questions.
这个少年人说我这个是做了那个事也做了。
The young man replied, I've done this, I've done that.
然后最后主就说那你要变卖所有的来跟随我。
At last the Lord said, sell all you got and come and follow me.
到底我们的主说这些话什么意思？
What was the meaning for the Lord to speak this?
我相信我们的主在这里是在问这个少年人一个问题。
I believe the Lord here was asking the young man a question.
这个年轻人问主一个问题。
The young man asked the Lord a question.
这个问题是非常好的一个问题。
It is a very good question.
但是我们的主在这里也问一个问题。
But our Lord here also asked the young man a question.
这个问题是个很重要的问题。
This question is a very important question.
我们的主乃是问这个少年人。
The Lord asked this young man.
你到底要什么？
What actually are you seeking?
我们到底要什么？
What are we asking?
这是一个很简单的问题。
It's a very simple question.
但是这也是一个非常深的一个问题。
Also is a deep question.
这个问题在我们没有问自己的时候，我们都知道，我们知道答案。
Before we ask ourselves this question, we know the answer.
但是当我们真正问自己的时候，
But when we really ask ourselves,
很多时候我们就不清楚了。
Much of the time, we're confused.
弟兄姊妹，如果现在你是在一个半夜没有人的时候，
Brothers and sisters, suppose you are lying awake at midnight.
没有任何一个人在你的周围。
There's no one around you.
这个时候你问你一个问题。
Now you ask yourself this question.
今天我活在地上，我到底要什么？
What am I here for, living on this earth?
你有没有答案？
Do you have an answer?
当你劳碌了一个礼拜以后，
After laboring all week,
你在你的家里面得到一点的安息，
You received a little bit of rest at your home.
暂时你不需要思想这世上许多的事，
Temporarily, you don't need to consider the things of the world.
那个时候你来问自己，我到底要什么？
That's the time to ask yourself the question, what do I need? What do I want?
或者你生病躺在床上。
Or you're in sickness, lying in bed.
你什么事都暂时不能做。
There's nothing you can do.
那个时候你来思想一下。
And then you ask yourself,
我到底要什么？
What do I want?
最好来思想这个问题的时候是你生日的时候。
And the best time to ask this question is on your birthday.
特别是你过40岁的时候。
Especially after you're 40.
或者你过30岁的时候。
Or when you're 30.
或者你过35岁的时候。
Or when you're 35.
或你25岁的时候。
Even 25.
当你过生日的那一天。
On the date of your birth.
你来问你自己一个问题。
Your birthday, you ask yourself a question.
我已经在这个地上过了40年。
I passed this earth, passed this life for 40 years.
我前面算一算，不知道还有多少的日子。
And I do not know how much time I have.
那我在这个地上，我所要的究竟是什么？
So what do I actually want on this earth?
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很重要的问题。
And so this is a very important question.
我们读约翰福音第一章。
Gospel according to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章第三十八节。
John 1:38.
耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”
And Jesus turning and beholding them following, said to them, "What are you seeking?"
这一句话是主耶稣和门徒头一句讲的话。
This was the first word uttered by the Lord to his disciples.
在四福音里面，主耶稣和门徒不知道讲了多少的话。
Within the Gospels, the Lord has spoken untold amount of words.
但是这是头一句话。
But this was the first.
当主耶稣一开始碰到这两个门徒的时候
，When the Lord first encountered his two disciples，
他头一句话问给他们
，His first word to them，
你们要什么
？What are you seeking？
我想主知道这句话的重要性。
I think because the Lord knows the importance of this sentence.
因此他愿意他们一开始就能够思想这个问题。
Therefore, he wanted them to consider this question at the very start.
今天早上我想我们来思想一个人。
This morning, let's consider a person.
思想一个我们都非常熟悉的一个人。
Consider a very familiar character.
我们来思想这个人在地上他到底要什么。
Consider what he actually wanted on this earth.
这个人是亚伯拉罕。
This person is Abraham.
有谁知道亚伯拉罕在地上到底要什么？
Who knows what Abraham was seeking on earth?
在圣经上，亚伯拉罕的生命被记载得非常的详细。
The Bible has a very detailed description in Abraham's life.
亚伯拉罕在地上的做的事情记载得非常的清楚。
Things that Abraham did were fully recorded in the scriptures.
因此可以帮助我们来思想这个人他活在地上的时候他到底要什么。
Therefore, they can help us to consider what this man was seeking when he was living on earth.
我们知道这个人有一天就离开他的家。
We know this person one day departed from his home.
我们不知道为什么。
We know not how.
他自己也不太知道为什么。
And he doesn't even know himself.
只是知道主要他离开。
We only know the Lord wanted him to leave.
所以他就离开了。
And then he left.
他离开了他的本家，他搬到一个地方。
He left his hometown and moved to a place.
这个地方叫做示剑。
And this place is called Shechem.
那示剑这个地方在哪里呢？
So where is Shechem?
这个地方在耶路撒冷的北边，大概20英里左右，30英里左右。
It's about 30 miles to the north of Jerusalem.
但是他在那里住了没有多久。
He lived there for a short while.
他又搬家了。
Moved again.
搬到哪里去呢？
Where did he move to?
搬到一个地方叫做伯特利。
Moved to a place called Bethel.
这个地方那个意思就是神的家。
The meaning of the word Bethel is house of God.
可是呢他在伯特利又没有住多久。
And he didn't dwell long there either.
他从伯特利呢又搬到哪里去呢？
Where did he move to from Bethel?
他搬到埃及去了。
He moved all the way down to Egypt.
埃及是在耶路撒冷南边，大概500英里左右。
Egypt is about 500 miles due south of Jerusalem.
那后来呢？他又从埃及又搬家了。
And then he moved again from Egypt.
搬到哪里去呢？
Where did he move to?
又搬回伯特利。
He moved back to Bethel.
但是在伯特利呢，又没有住太久。
And he didn't stay there long.
在伯特利发生了一件事，后来。
Something happened while he was in Bethel.
他跟他的侄儿分开了。
He separated from his nephew.
然后他又搬家搬到希伯伦。
And from there he moved to Hebron.
然后在希伯伦那里，最后呢，他到了一个地方叫摩利亚山。
And eventually he ended up in a place called the Land of Moriah.
在那里，主给他一个试验，叫他把他的儿子以撒献给神。
And there the Lord tested him, telling him to offer his son Isaac.
亚伯拉罕。这一生经过这么多的地方。
In Abraham's lifetime, he traveled through all these places.
到底亚伯拉罕要什么？
So what was he after?
他很有钱，但是一直住在帐篷里。
He became wealthy, but he always dwelt in tents.
为了什么缘故？
What for?
我们能不能够从圣经里面发现亚伯拉罕到底要什么？
Can we discover from the scriptures what Abraham was looking for?
我想我们有两个地方我们可以发现亚伯拉罕到底要什么。
I believe there are two places where we can discover what Abraham was after.
头一个地方在希伯来书。
Hebrews.
希伯来书十一章。
Chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章第九节。
Hebrews 11 verse 9.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
By faith he dwelt as a foreigner in a land of promise, as a land not his own, dwelling in tents.
为了这个缘故，他因着信，就在做应许的地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷。
By faith he dwells as a foreigner in the land of promise, as a land that not his own, dwelling in tents.
所以从希伯来书里面，我们知道亚伯拉罕在那个地方之所以 住帐篷，有一个原因。
So we find out the reason why he dwelt in the tent.
因为他的心中有一个盼望。
Because within his heart there was a hope.
这个盼望就是一个有根基的城。
And that is, was looking for a city with foundations.
那礼拜五晚上的时候，有弟兄就问我，能不能够从旧约里面也发现这件事。
So a brother asked me on Friday night whether we can discover this fact from the Old Testament.
虽然新约的作者是这样说，
Even though it is recorded by the New Testament writer.
但是从旧约里面我们能不能看出同样的事？
But can we find the same fact in the Old Testament?
弟兄姊妹，在旧约里面我们也可以发现。
But since we can also discover in the Old Testament.
当亚伯拉罕离开乌尔的时候，
When Abraham left Ur of Chaldee.
他搬到那个世界。
He moved to Shechem.
我们刚才说过，世界是离耶路撒冷很近的一个地方。
As we mentioned, Shechem is placed close to Jerusalem.
是在北边30英里。
30 miles due north of Jerusalem.
然后他到了伯特利。
Then he went to Bethel.
伯特利离开耶路撒冷更近了。
Bethel is even closer to Jerusalem.
那个地方在耶路撒冷北边只有10英里。
It is about 10 miles north of Jerusalem.
所以亚伯拉罕已经非常靠近神要带他去的地方。
By then, Abraham was very close to the place where God wanted to bring him to.
但是他失败了。
But he failed.
他就离开了伯特利，一直搬到埃及。
He left Bethel and went all the way down to Egypt.
但是神又把他挽回过来。
But God recovered him.
挽回到什么地方呢？
How did he recover?
又带领他回到伯特利。
He recovered him back to Bethel.
然后呢，他又到了希伯伦。
And then he went to Hebron.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做希伯伦？
Francis, what is Hebron?
希伯伦的那个意思呢，就是朋友。
The meaning of the word Hebron is friendship.
神在希伯伦这个地方开始称亚伯拉罕做他的朋友。
God began to call Abraham friend, the friend of God in Hebron.
在亚伯拉罕到希伯伦以前呢，发生了这样一件事。
Before Abraham went to Hebron, something happened.
就是他与罗德分开了。
That he separated himself from Lot.
我相信圣灵在这里要告诉我们一件事。
Believe the Holy Spirit is trying to tell us.
神带领亚伯拉罕的目的地在哪里？
What is the purpose of leading Abraham?
神乃是要把亚伯拉罕带到耶路撒冷。
God wanted to bring Abraham to Jerusalem.
最后当亚伯拉罕到摩利亚山的时候，
At last, when Abraham went to the land of Moriah,
那个摩利亚山就在耶路撒冷。
Mountain of Moriah was right in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是建在很多的小山的上面。
Jerusalem is built upon many hills.
其中有一个山叫做摩利亚山。
One of which is called the Hill of Moriah.
这个摩利亚山就是后来所罗门王建造圣殿的地方。
And this hill became the very place where King Solomon built the temple.
所以当那日亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候，
So on the day when Abraham offered Isaac,
就是在将来所罗门建造圣殿的地方。
And it will become the place where Solomon built his temple.
圣殿建造在什么地方？
Where is the temple built?
圣殿必须建造在一个地方，那里曾经有一个人把他自己的儿子献给神。
The temple must be built on a place where a man used to offer his son.
这里面亚伯拉罕借着他所做的事，
So here Abraham through what he did,
把神的心意已经显明出来了，
Revealed God's purpose.
神两次把他带到伯特利，
God twice brought him to Bethel.
头一次带领他到伯特利，
First time he brought him to Bethel.
那个地方的意思叫做神的家，
The Bethel means house of God.
神在那里把他的心意告诉亚伯拉罕，
God revealed his purpose to Abraham there.
但是那个时候亚伯拉罕不能够明白。
But at that time, Abraham was unable to understand it.
或者说亚伯拉罕知道神的心意。
Or we can say Abraham might know his heart's desire.
但是那个还不成为他自己的心意。
But it had not become his own heart's desire.
他知道神要什么。
He knew what God was after.
但是那不是他所要的。
But that's not what he was after.
所以他到埃及去了。
So he went down to Egypt.
所以神要把他恢复的时候，又把他带到伯特利。
Therefore, when God recovered him, He recovered him back to Bethel.
人在什么地方失败，神就在什么地方恢复他。
The place where man failed is a place where God wants to recover him back to.
神第二次要向他显现他的心意是什么?
So the second time God revealed his heart's desire to him.
在这一次亚伯拉罕不但知道神所要的。
This time Abraham not only knew what God was after.
他开始要神所要的。
He began to want what God wants.
他开始要神所要的那个东西。
He wanted what God was after.
这个时候神就称他做朋友。
At this point, God called him his friend.
在亚伯拉罕不能够要神所要的东西以前，神不能称他做朋友。
Before Abraham wanted what God wanted, God cannot call him friend.
当亚伯拉罕开始要神所要的东西，神就称亚伯拉罕说，你是我的朋友。
Only when Abraham began to want what God wants, God can call him my friend.
弟兄姊妹，你是不是神的朋友？
Brothers and sisters, are you God's friend?
我们都知道神是我们的朋友。
We know God is our friend.
我们唱诗歌，耶稣是我的亲爱朋友。
We have this hymn, Jesus is my dear friend.
那是绝对真理。
It is most accurate.
耶稣是我们的朋友。
Jesus is our friend.
但是我们是不是耶稣的朋友？
But are we Jesus' friend?
我们是不是要耶稣所要的？
Do we want what Jesus wants?
我们实在感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
亚伯拉罕成为神的朋友。
Abraham became the friend of God.
但是那里有另外一个人叫罗德。
But at that place, another person there is called Lot.
罗德跟亚伯拉罕走同样的道路。
Lot took the same path as Abraham.
他也离开乌尔。
He also left Ur.
我们很少人记得罗德也是一个离开乌尔的人。
But we seldom remember Lot was one who left Ur.
我们把这荣耀都归给亚伯拉罕。
Because we gave all the glory to Abraham.
我们只记得亚伯拉罕是离开自己本家，不知道往哪里去。
We only knew Abraham was one who left his home, not knowing whither he went.
其实罗德离开乌尔的时候，也不知道往哪里去。
And actually, Lot left Ur and not knowing where he went.
罗德也是一个很好的人。
Lot was a good person.
他也到了世界。
He also went to Shechem.
他也到了伯特利。
Also went to Bethel.
他也到了埃及。
Went down to Egypt with him.
最后他也到了伯特利。
And at the end, he was recovered back to Bethel.
亚伯拉罕两次去伯特利，罗德也两次去伯特利。
Abraham twice went to Bethel, so did Lot.
亚伯拉罕知道神要什么。
Abraham knew what God wants.
罗德也知道神要什么。
Lot also knew what God wants.
但是到伯特利以后，亚伯拉罕就开始要神所要的。
But after Abraham went to Bethel, he began to want what God wants.
但是罗德仍然不能够要神所要的。
But Lot still could not desire what God was after.
因此在伯特利以后，他们就要分开。
And that's why they had to separate themselves at Bethel.
罗德就搬到索多玛去了。
And Lot moved to Sodom.
亚伯罕就搬到希伯伦去。
And Abraham moved to Hebron.
神的朋友和罗德就分开了。
You see, God's friend separated from Lot.
弟兄姊妹，你是不是知道神所要的？
Francis, are you one who knows what God wants?
如果你知道神所要的，
If you know what God wants,
你是不是要神所要的？
Are you a person who desires what God wants?
如果我们要做一个跟随主的人，
If we want to be a person who follows the Lord,
有一天主总要带领我们到一个地步，要问我们这个问题。
Sooner or later, the Lord will bring us to a place and ask us this question.
神有一天就把彼得带到提比利亚海的边上。
As the Lord one day brought Peter to the shore of Tiberias.
在那里神就问彼得一个问题。
There, the Lord asked Peter a question.
彼得，神就问他说，你爱我比这些更深。
And God asked him, Do you love me more than these?
神乃是要问彼得，你到底要什么？
God was really asking him, What do you really want?
你是要这些鱼呢？
You want these fishes?
还是你要这些羊？
Or do you want these sheep?
羊就是神所要的。
Sheep is what God wants.
那个神的羊就是神所要的。
God's sheep is what God wants.
彼得，你到底要什么？
What do you want, Peter?
你跟随我，跟随到一个程度，你需要知道你要什么。
You follow me to the extent that you need to know what I want.
你是要这些鱼呢，你还是要我所要的羊？
Do you want these fish or do you want the sheep which I want?
我们感谢神，彼得那一天他做了一个选择。
We thank the Lord, Peter made a choice that day.
他要神所要。
He wanted what God wants.
他从此他就再也 不回去打鱼了。
From that point on, he never went back fishing.
我们人生的路上常常会走到一个十字路口。
In our lifelong journey, we often will encounter a crossroad.
我们常常怀疑为什么主不给我引导。
We wonder why God is not leading us anymore.
他为什么不告诉我往哪里去？
Why doesn't he tell me which way to take?
我们就到主的面前说，主啊，我应该怎么做？
So we come to the Lord, Lord, what shall I do?
主总是问我们这一句话。
The Lord will always ask us this question.
你到底要什么？
What do you want?
如果你知道答案的话，
If you know the answer,
你知道该怎么走。
You will know which way to take.
许多的时候我们不知道怎么走。
Many times we don't know which way to take.
因为我们对这个问题没有答案。
Because we haven't considered the answer to this question.
我们不清楚我们到底要什么。
We're unclear as to what we want.
如果今天我们是确定我们乃是要主所要的。
If we are sure of that we want what the Lord wants.
那主会对我们说什么话？
And what would the Lord tell us?
如果我们不是像少年人的官一样，
if we're not like the rich young ruler,
那个少年人的官实在心里面还是要那些钱。
The rich young ruler in his heart, he coveted after the wealth.
因此主就用那样的话回答他。
And that's why the Lord replied him such a way.
如果今天我们不是这样的一个人，
if we're not like such a person today,
今天我们乃是像彼得一样，
today we're like Peter,
我们乃是像亚伯拉罕一样，
if we're like Abraham,
我们要神所要的。
We desire what God wants.
我们要做神的朋友。
We want to be God's friend.
主会对我们说什么话？
What would the Lord tell us?
如果我们说主啊，我们要得到生命。
If we say, Lord, we want life.
主会说什么话？
What would the Lord tell us?
我们读加拉太书第四章第九节。
Turn to Galatians chapter 4 verse 9.
加拉太书第四章第十九节。
Galatians 4:9.
我小子啊，我为你们在受生产之苦，直到基督成形在你们心里。第四章第十九节。
verse 19. Galatians 4:19. My children, of whom I'm again in travail with until Christ is formed in you.
这一节圣经说，直到基督成形在你们心里。
Here it says, until Christ be formed in you.
在哥罗西书里面我们知道基督就是我们的生命。
In Colossians, we have a verse that says Christ, who is our life.
因此我们可以在这里把这个基督改成生命，那是一样的。
Here we can perhaps change the word Christ to life.
那就变成我为你们在受生产之苦，只等到生命成形在你们心里。
It would then read, I'm again in travail until life is formed in you.
在大概是1985年或者1986年的时候
around 1985 or 86
有一次我接待一个弟兄住在我们家里。
I gave hospitality to a brother.
那天晚上我们就有一点交通。
And we had some fellowship that night.
我记得很清楚，就在厨房里面有一点交通。
I remember clearly we sat down in the kitchen and fellowship.
那个时候我没有孩子。
I did not have any children then.
所以呢，能够接待弟兄，能够还有一点交通。
And that's how I was able to provide hospitality and fellowship.
那天晚上呢，我们就交通到这节圣经。
And that night we touched on this verse.
从那一天开始呢，这一节圣经就一直印在我的心里。
From that day on, this verse was etched in my heart.
说实话，我并不是很了解这节圣经。
Tell you the truth, I didn't understand this verse at all.
但是不知道为什么这一句话呢，就好像印在我的里面。
But for some reason unbeknownst to me, this verse was etched into my being.
好像那天晚上我拿了一个照相机呢，就照了一个像。
It's as though that night I took a camera and took a picture.
然后呢，那个照相机呢就是我的心。
And the camera was my heart.
那个像呢就是这一句话。
And the picture was this verse.
那这句话呢就进到我的心的里面。
And this verse entered into my heart.
然后就没有办法把它弄出去。
I was unable to get rid of it.
我一直不是很明白这句话。
I never was very clear about it.
我为你们受生产之苦。
Again, I'm in travail for you.
直到基督成形在你们心里。
Until Christ is formed in you.
那时候我一个小孩都没有。
At that time, I didn't have a child.
所以也不知道什么是生产之苦。
So I didn't know what travailing means.
所以我不太了解这句话。
Therefore, I didn't understand this verse.
过了这许多年以后。
After many years,
稍微有一点点了解。
I began to understand a little bit.
只是一点点。
Just a little bit.
我就发现，当我们一个人哈，如果你知道神要什么。
I discover as a man when you know what God wants.
然后你的心里面开始要神所要的。
And you begin to long after what God wants in your heart.
就在你做那个决定的时候。
At the juncture when you made that decision.
你的心里面就多了一个东西。
Something is added to your heart.
那个呢就像怀孕一样。
And that is just like impregnation.
当一个妇人怀孕的时候。
When a woman is pregnant, conceived.
从外面什么都看不出来。
You can't see anything from outside.
但是这个妇人的里面呢就多了一个东西。
The something is added in the woman.
这个呢是非常非常小的一个东西。
It is a very small thing.
很可能比我们前几个礼拜看的那个芥菜种呢还要再小。
It may be even smaller than the mustard seed that we saw several weeks ago.
但是呢那个东西却在我们的里面。
But that came into us.
那样的东西在我们的里面呢不是我们能够把它丢掉的。
That is something we can never get rid of.
就像那个怀孕的那个胎儿，我们没有办法把它丢掉。
Just like the woman is conceived, she cannot get rid of it.
因为这个怀孕的缘故呢，因为我们里面有这个东西呢，我们开始有了改变。
And because of this, something start to transform in us.
我就记得很清楚，当我们怀了第一个孩子的时候，很多的改变。
I remember clearly after the first child, there was much change in our lives.
那个改变涵盖生活的每一个层面。
And that change touched every aspect of our lives.
就是因为这么一个小小的一个东西。
Because of that tiny little thing.
让这个整个人的生活完全改变。
It changed the life of this person.
不但是那个怀孕的那个妇人完全改变了。
Not only the woman who is conceived is changed.
我的生活也完全改变。
My life was totally changed.
好，这个实在很厉害。
This is very serious.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们要神所要的。
Brothers and sisters, if we truly want what God wants.
那个跟这个就是一样。
This is the same as that.
当我们不要神所要的东西以前。
Before we care for God, what God wants.
在我们的生活里面没有什么改变。
There's no transformation in our lives.
但是等到我们有一天做了那个决定。
But one day when we made that decision,
我们每一件事都改变。
Everything changes.
我记得那段时间，我太太那血糖很高。
I remember during those period of time, my wife's blood sugar level was high.
所以呢，每天呢，要做四次的血糖的检查。
So she has to undergo exam, test four times a day.
家里呢有一个小小的一个机器。
We have a small instrument at the house.
然后把那个手指头戳破呢，挤一点血出来。
And we would puncture her finger and squeeze out some blood.
一天要做四次这样的事。
We do this four times a day.
我觉得这是很恐怖的一件事。
It was very frightening to me.
所以每次她要做的时候呢，我都要离开那个房间。
Every time she performs such a test, I have to leave the room.
我这个人是不能看人家打针的。
I'm a person who cannot bear to see someone taking shots.
所以我觉得这样是一件很恐怖的一件事。
And I felt this was a frightening thing.
把自己的手指要戳破，要把血挤出来。
To puncture your finger and squeeze out some blood.
偶尔做一次，或许我还敢。
If this happens once in a while, maybe I was willing.
每天要做四次。
But four times daily.
我觉得这是真是苦啊。
This is inconceivably terrible.
为什么要这么麻烦？
Why go through such trouble?
因为里面有孕。
Because she was pregnant.
所以她经过这么多的苦难。
And she went through such travail.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真是要主所要的。
Brothers and sisters, if we truly want what God wants.
我们要经过很多的苦难。
We will go through much travailing.
当一个妇人怀孕的时候。
When a woman is pregnant with child.
她到什么地方她都需要把那个胎儿带着走。
Wherever she went, she brought the child with her.
你上班的时候要把她带着去。
When she went to work, she brought the thing with her.
你到超级市场要把她带着去。
When she went shopping, she brought it with her.
你到教会的时候也要把她带着来。
When she went to a meeting, you had to come, you had to bring it.
你到医院的时候当然也要带着去。
When you go to the hospital, of course you bring it.
你到哪里她就要去哪里。
Wherever you went, he went with you.
我相信如果科学进步能够让母亲暂时把那个胎儿拿出来一下的话。
I thought if science made advancement that temporarily she could take out the embryo.
我相信很多妈妈都愿意。
I believe many mothers would be willing.
能够拿出来两个月。
Take the embryo out for 2 months.
或者拿出来两个小时。
Or even for 2 hours.
但是不行。
But it's not possible.
不管你到什么地方。
No matter where you go, he goes with you.
一个要主所要的人也是这样。
It's the same with a person who wants what God wants.
他到了一个地方，这个心在他的里面。
He goes to a place, this heart comes with it.
他到另外一个地方，这个感觉在那个里面。
He goes to another place, the same feeling comes with it.
他想到这件事，这个感觉在里面。
When he think about this thing, this feeling still within.
没有办法把这个东西除掉。
It is impossible to get rid of it.
这是一件很痛苦的事。
It is a very, It's a very sorrowful thing.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候如果能够把这个拿掉的话，我们就很舒服了。
For instance, if we are able to take this away, then we would be comforted.
但是没有办法。
But it's not possible.
这是像生产一样。
This is just like the travailing pain.
我记得那个时候怀孕到最后的时候，肚子实在很大。
I remember at the very end, her stomach was huge.
那开车实在很难。
And it was difficult for her to drive.
因为肚子很大，所以椅子要往后退。
Because of the size of the stomach, she had to move the seat back.
但是因为人很矮呢，那脚就碰不到那个油门了。
But because of her shortness of stature, her feet could not touch the gas pedal.
所以这开车很痛苦的。
So it was very difficult for her to drive.
弟兄姊妹，这叫生产。
But this is part of the travailing pain.
我们一个人如果不要神的心意的话。
If we want to be the person who does not care for God's heart,
这些苦我们都没有。
We would not have all these travailing.
但是如果我们有心意要主所要的话，
But if we do have a heart to go after what God wants,
我们就要有心理准备。
Then we must be prepared.
我们需要经过这个生产之苦。
We would go through the travailing pain.
摩西有一个非常好的生活。
Moses led a good life.
他住在埃及的王宫的里面。
He dwelt in the palace of Egypt.
他要什么就有什么。
He gets whatever he wants.
但是有一天他知道了神的心意。
But one day he discovered God's heart's desire.
而且他要神所要。
And he began to want that desire.
就从他那一天开始。
And from that day on.
这个摩西的生活就非常的痛苦。
Moses' life became painful.
他在旷野过了40年放羊的生活。
He lived 40 years in the wilderness as a shepherd.
如果你是一个住在王宫里面的人，你怎么能够忍受在旷野里面放羊40年？
If you are used to living in palaces, how can you get used to living in the wilderness, being a shepherd?
在旷野40年以后，
After 40 years in the wilderness,
主又来呼召他。
God came to call him again.
这摩西又去了。
And Moses answered.
这个实在让我觉得很惊讶。
It was quite amazing to me.
为了神的心已经受苦了40年。
Moses has suffered for God's heart's desire for 40 years.
难道还头脑还没有清楚吗？
His mind was still not clear enough.
结果主一呼召他又去了。
And when God called him, he responded.
又受苦40年。
He suffered another 40 years.
为什么摩西是这样的一个人？
Why was Moses such a person?
因为他是一个怀孕的人。
Because he was a person who was pregnant.
他里面有一个心意。
He had a heart within him.
他要神所要。
He wanted what God wanted.
所以神在呼召他出来受苦40年，他没有办法拒绝。
So when God called him to come out and suffer for 40 years, it was impossible for him to reject.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们受苦40分钟，我们就要拒绝主。
For instance, if we suffer for 40 minutes, we would probably reject the Lord.
我们觉得这个不可能。
We think this is impossible.
这个路不能走。
We cannot take this path.
但是摩西受苦了40年以后。
But after Moses suffered for 40 years,
主说，你来跟随我。
The Lord says, come and follow me.
他又跟随主。
He followed the Lord again.
又受苦40年。
And suffered another 40 years.
弟兄姊妹，跟随主的人，乃是因为他们里面有一个东西。
For instance, those who follow the Lord is because they have something within them.
因为他们看见了主的心意。
Because they have seen God's heart's desire.
而且他们也要主所要。
And they want what God wants.
这个东西就成为一个运在他们的里面。
And this thing became something that is conceived in them.
为了这个缘故，他们要受生产之苦。
For this cause, they had to go through the travailing birth pain.
直到有一天，那个生命能够成型在他们的里面。
Until one day when life is formed in them.
我们再读一处的圣经。
Turn to another scripture.
约翰福音十二章。
Gospel according to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
John 12.
如果我们是一个要主的人。
If we are people who want the Lord.
我想主会告诉我们这一句话。
The Lord will probably tell us this word.
约翰福音十二章二十五节。
John 12 verse 25.
爱惜自己生命的，要世上生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。
He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life.
另外一个呢，是生命。
And the other is life.
我们可以重新念一遍，就是爱惜自己魂的，就世上魂；在这世上恨恶自己魂的，就要保守生命到永生。
So we can read it this way: He who loves his soul loses it; he who hates his soul in this world shall keep it unto eternal life.
这句话是什么意思？
What does this mean?
什么叫做那个魂？
What is a soul?
什么是那个新的生命？
And what is a new life?
为什么需要把这个自己的生命丢弃？
And why should we throw away this life, our own life?
人怎么可能恨恶自己的生命？
How is it possible for us to hate our life?
没有一个人恨恶自己的生命。
Nobody hates his own life.
圣经告诉我们，我们都是保养顾惜。
And the Bible tells us we all love and cherish our life.
那为什么主对我们说这样的话？
Why did the Lord tell us this word?
这是违反我们本性的一句话。
This is against our nature.
上礼拜有一天，我开车回家的时候。
Last week, one day as I drove home.
我就突然发现了一件事。
I suddenly discovered one thing.
我发现了所有的那个树都发了芽。
I discovered all the trees along the road began to bud.
全部都同时发芽。
At the same time, they began to bud.
而那个发出来的芽呢，颜色呢，有一点白，有一点绿。
And the new buds looked kind of whitish green.
非常非常的美丽、啊。
And it was a beautiful sight.
里面呢，我就觉得非常的好。
And I felt very good within.
然后我就想到，在几个月以前，想到好几个月以前，那个地上呢，都是落下来的树叶。
And I remember several months ago, the roads were lined with falling leaves.
我还记得当车子开过去的时候，好多的树叶都飘起来。
And I also remember as I drove past the road, many leaves were raised up.
我想那些旧的树叶如果不落下来的话。
And if the old leaf did not come out off the trees.
那这个新的怎么长得出来？
How could the new come forth?
那个旧的树叶好像是我们这个旧的生命。
The old leaves just like our old life.
那个生命需要落下来。
That life needs to drop.
因为有一个新的生命在我们的里面。
Because there's a new life within us.
这个生命要长出来。
This new life has to come forth.
这个生命要发表出来。
Has to be expressed.
因此当这个旧的树叶落下来的时候。
So after the old leaves drop.
这个新的生命发表出来的时候。
And the new life is expressed.
就有一个更美的生命。
And there is a more beautiful life.
我们人不能够
把旧的生命放下。
Naturally, we cannot lay down our own old life.
因为我们没有看见那个新的，那个在我们里面的是更好。
Because we have not seen the new life within us, which is better.
我相信没有一个人能够恨恶自己的生命。
I believe no one can hate his own life.
直到他发现他里面有一个更美。
Until he discovered there's something better.
当他发现了那件事以后。
Once he discovers it.
他就非常喜乐地把那旧的生命放弃了。
And with joy, he lays down his old life.
我们读一节圣经，哥林多后书。
Read the Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第三章第十节。
Second Corinthians 3, verse 10.
这里面就讲到这一件事。
And this describes.That thing.
他说那从前有荣光的因着极大的荣光就算不得有荣光。
For that which has also been glorified has not been glorified in the respect or account of the surpassing glory.
从前我们认为是有荣光的事。
Formerly what we consider to be glorious.
今天因为看到这个极大的荣光。
Today because of the surpassing greatness.
就算不得什么了。
And that former one didn't count.
是在这样的一个看见的里面
So in this scene,
我们就把那旧有的生命就放下去
We're able to lay down what is old
欢欢喜喜的等候这新的生命在我们里面发表出来
And with joy await the new to be expressed
我们有一首诗歌我们常常唱说在主的荣光里面呢一切的东西都变成了那个影子
A hymn we always sing that goes something like inThe glorious face of the Lord, everything becomes shadow.
我想那就是哥林多后书这里所说的。
I believe that describes this verse in 2 Corinthians.
我们如果没有看见那个更有荣光的那个事。
Before we have seen that which has more glory.
我们觉得这个旧有的生命是那样的美好。
And we consider the old life to be glorious.
好像那秋天的树叶一样。
But it's just like the leaves at autumn.
在秋天的时候我们都喜欢来看这个树叶。
In autumn, we all like to see the leaves.
因为树叶在秋天的时候是最美的时候。
Because the leaves has the best color in autumn.
但是我们能不能够抓住那个呢
?But, is it something that we can grasp hold of?
我们要看见在我们的里面有一个更美的生命。
We must see within us there is a better life.
弟兄姊妹那个生命就在你在我的里面。
For instance, that life is within you and within me.
愿主让我们看见那个更有荣光的生命。
May the Lord reveal that life which is more glorious.
在这个看见的里面，我们就能够恨恶自己旧有的生命。
And in this seeing, then we are able to hate our own old life.
我很喜欢在马太福音里面主耶稣讲个一个比喻。
I like the analogy in Matthew.
他说有一个人啊，他在看见一块地
Says a man saw a field.
然后在那个地里面呢他看到一个宝贝
And he discovered treasure within the field.
结果呢这个人就欢欢喜喜地变卖他的所有
And with joy he went and sold all he had.
我从来没有看过一个人哈是欢欢喜喜地变卖他的所有
I never seen one who sells all he has with joy.
就是那些人有在garage sale卖他的东西的时候都不是欢欢喜喜
Even when they put on a garage sale, they're not with joy.
当人要卖自己的东西呢，总是有一点舍不得。
When someone sells what he has, he always has a sentimental feeling.
有些东西我们用了很久，虽然现在不需要了，我们还是很宝贝它。
Something even though worn out, we don't need it anymore, we still treasure it.
所以我们就把它放在阁楼上面，放在。
So we put it up in the attic or in the garage.
一放就放十几年都可以。
And we can leave it there for scores of years.
我们不愿意失去它。
Because we're not unwilling to part with it.
如果有人要建议我们把那东西丢掉的话。
If someone suggests we should throw the thing away.
我们会生气的。
We'll get mad.
但是这里有一个人。
But there's a person here.
他欢欢喜喜把他一切的东西都卖掉。
With joy he went and sold all.
为什么呢
?Why?
因为他发现了一个宝贝。
Because he discovered a treasure.
那个宝贝呢在一块地的里面。
The treasure is hidden in the field.
所以他就不告诉别人。
And he didn't tell anyone.
他就赶快回去，赶快把东西都卖掉。
He rushed home and hurried and sold off.
他的心里面想的一件事就是那个宝贝。
All he concerned in his heart was a treasure.
什么时候能够越快卖完了越好。
The sooner he sells all, the better it be.
他巴不得马上就有一个人要买他全部的东西。
He'd rather someone comes along to buy everything right away.
他的心急得不得了。
He was in such a rush.
把东西全部卖掉。
He wanted to sell all.
他可以买那一块地。
So he can buy the field.
因为那里面有一个宝贝。
Because within the field there's a treasure.
弟兄姊妹，为什么他那么欢喜？
Versus why was he so joyful?
因为他看见了一个宝贝。
Because he saw a treasure.
如果这个人没有看见那个宝贝。
If this person hadn't seen the treasure.
他就不会变卖他的。
He wouldn't have sold all he had.
我们常常觉得，特别是我们刚蒙恩的时候，我们觉得做基督徒很难。
When we're first saved, we always consider it's difficult to be a Christian.
因为我们看到有一些人呢，做这样事，做那样的事。
Because we saw this person do this, the other person does that.
我们觉得我是不可能的。
And we consider ourselves not being able to do the same.
我们觉得我一辈子也不可能。
We think we'll never do such a thing.
绝对我不会变卖所有。
I'll never sell all.
因此我里面有一点灰心。
So we're discouraged.
弟兄姊妹，你不要灰心。
Versus, don't be discouraged.
有一天你看见了以后
，One day when you see，
你卖的比他还快。
You probably sell faster than the other person.
你说不定跑得比他还快。
Perhaps you run faster than the other.
你比他还要着急。
You're more worried than the other.
不要担心，
so、
不要担心这些事。
So、don't worry about these things.
只要等候那一天，主把这个宝贝给你看见。
Just wait until the day when the Lord reveals the treasure.
有另外一个人
，There's another person.
在马太福音里面，他看到一个珠子。
In Matthew, he saw a pearl.
那个珠子别人也看见了。
The other people also saw the pearl.
这个不是在地底下的。
It is not hidden in the field.
这个是摆出来大家都看到的。
It is right, open to all to see, for all to see.
但是只有他一个人看出它的价值。
But only this person saw the, worth of the pearl.
别的人看了以后就走了。
Other people saw and left.
别的人看了以后就出了一个很低的价钱。
Or some people saw and offered a low price for it.
但这个人看见珠子以后，
But when this person saw the pearl,
赶快回去把他自己的一切都卖掉。
He rushed home and sold all he had,
然后来买这个珠子。
To buy this pearl.
差别在哪里？
What's the difference?
他看见这个珠子的宝贝。
He has seen the worth of this pearl.
弟兄姊妹，今天有一个珠子在你的心里面。
For instance, there's a pearl in your heart today.
今天有一个宝贝在你的心里面。
There's a treasure in your heart today.
上有一次我们弟兄讲到，神是一个种地的人。
Once a brother shared with us, God is a farmer.
他是在种一个地。
He is tilling the land.
我们就是那块地。
And the field is us.
我们是神在休斯顿所种的一块地。
We are the field the Lord is working on in Houston.
这个地里面呢，有宝贝。
And within this field is a treasure.
这是一个秘密。
This is a secret.
今天我告诉你。
I'll tell you the secret.
可能你还不知道。
Maybe you don't know yet.
可能你已经知道了。
Or perhaps you already knew.
这是休斯顿最大的秘密。
This is the biggest secret in Houston.
就是在休斯顿有一块地。
In Houston there is a field.
里面有很多的宝贝。
Within it, is much treasure.
弟兄，你看到了没有？
Brothers, have you seen it?
如果你看到的话，你能不能够把一些东西就卖掉？
If you have seen it, are you able to sell all you had?
有一些东西你实在已经不需要了。
Some things you don't need anymore.
有一些东西在你车库里面已经十年了。
Some are laid up in your garage for 10 years.
有一些在你的那个 closet 里面已经五年了。
Some in your closet for 5 years.
是不是能够变卖掉？
Are you able to sell them?
那些东西成了你跟随主的一个拦阻。
Those things become a hindrance for you to follow the Lord.
那些东西让你不能够快跑来跟随主。
Those things prevent you from running.
那些东西成为你身上的一个重担。
And they became a heavy burden on you.
是不是能够把它卖掉？
Are you able to sell them?
如果我们发现有一个宝贝在这。
If we indeed found a treasure here.
有一个珠子在这。
Or a pearl here.
我想最后我们结束的时候，我们读一处的圣经。
The concluding verse we'll read.
诗篇。
Book of Psalms.
132。
132
诗篇132篇
Psalms 132
13节14节
Verses 13 and 14
因为耶和华拣选了锡安愿意当作自己的居所说这是我永远安息之所我要住在这里 因为是我所愿意
的。The Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it.
神做了一个拣选。
God made a choice.
这是在创世以前他就做的拣选。
The choice he made before the foundation of the world.
他的拣选是锡安。
And his choice is Zion.
要做他自己的居所。
To be the place of his habitation.
他说这是我永远安息之所。
He said, this is my resting place forever.
我要住在这里，因为是我所愿意。
Here will I dwell, for I desired it.
弟兄姊妹，今天早上我所要请弟兄姊妹思想的就是你是不是拣选锡安。
Francis, this morning, what I would like for you to consider is this fact, whether you have chosen Zion.
这是不是你永远安息之所。
Is this your resting place forever?
到底你永远安息之所在哪里？
Where is your resting place forever?
当你在思想你的人生的时候，
When you consider your life,
当你思想你过去所走的道路的时候，
When you consider what you have gone through in the past,
当你在思想你将来在面前你要走的道路的时候，
Or when you consider what you're about to face in the future,
弟兄姊妹，你是不是有这样的一个拣选？
Francis, do you have such a choice?
你是不是已经决定这是我永远安息之所？
Have you made the choice that this will be my resting place forever?
这是神的拣选。
This is God's choice.
神已经对我们说得非常的清楚。
God has spoken to us more than clear.
他一再地告诉我们。
Again and again he tells us.
他说这是我永远安息之所。
This is my eternal resting place.
现在那个问题在我们的身上。
Now the question is on us.
我们愿不愿意也拣选锡安？做我们永远安息的。
Are we also willing to make the choice for Zion to be our resting place?
还是我们有其他的拣选？
Or do we have other choices?
有一天主要一再一再地问我们这个问题。
There will come a day the Lord will ask us again and again this question.
就像主把亚伯拉罕一再带到伯特利。
Just like the Lord again and again brought Abraham to Bethel.
第一次亚伯拉罕失败。
The first time Abraham fell.
他知道神的心意。
He knew God's heart's desire.
但是他觉得他做不到。
But he felt he couldn't attain it.
但是我们的神实在是个有怜悯的神。
But our God is a merciful God.
他再给亚伯拉罕机会。
He gave Abraham another chance.
又把他带到伯特利。
And brought him back to Bethel.
他又向他彰显他的心意。
And reveal his purpose to him.
我们感谢神，有一天亚伯拉罕在神的面前他拣选了锡安。
And we thank the Lord that before God, Abraham made a choice for Zion one day.
我们感谢神，神在彼得的身上也是做这样的事。
We thank the Lord for Peter that God did the same thing in his life.
神一再的在海边遇见彼得。
Again and again, God met Peter by the shore.
彼得老是要回到那个海边去。
Peter all the time wanted to return to the shore.
他老是要回到那个海边打。
He wanted to go fishing.
但是每一次他回到海边打鱼的时候，主就在那。
But every time he went fishing, he met the Lord.
主就向他一再的启示。
And the Lord revealed to him again and again.
一直等到第三次的时候，彼得终于在神的面前做了一个选择。
Eventually, after the third time, Peter made a choice.
他选择了锡安。
He made the choice for Zion.
他选择了神所要的。
He chose what God chose.
我们感谢神，神就是这样的一个不放弃我们的神。
And we thank the Lord for being a persistent God.
相信主在我们每一个人身上也是做这样的一件事。
Believe the Lord is doing such a work in all of us.
我们经过了好多的年日。
After many years.
但是主总是要把我们带回到原来的地方。
But God always wants to bring us back to the place.
然后问我们同样的一个问题。
And ask us the same question.
经过了这些年。
After so many years.
你是不是愿意拣选锡安？
Are you willing to choose Zion?
认为这是你永远安息的。
For it to be your resting place forever.
你到底要什么？
What do you seek?
你是要这些羊吗？
Do you want the sheep?
或者是你要这些鱼？
Or do you want the fish?
你是要埃及吗？
Do you want Egypt?
你还是要摩利亚山？
Or do you want Mount Moriah?
主一再把这些陈明在我们的面前。
The Lord again and again present these things before us.
弟兄姊妹，是什么缘故让亚伯拉罕做了那个拣选？
Brothers and sisters, what causes Abraham to make that choice?
是什么缘故让彼得做那个拣选？
What causes Peter to make that choice?
我想只有一个原因。
I believe there's only one reason.
因为神的爱。
Because of God's love.
彼得那一天他实在被神的爱所浇灌。
On that day, Peter was filled with God's love.
他想到神在他身上所做的一切的事。
He remembered all the things that God did in his life.
他想到他怎么样的背叛了主。
And he remembered how he rebelled against God.
他怎么样在神的面前是一个不配的人。
And how he was unworthy before the Lord.
但神还这样的看重他。
But the Lord still regarded him so highly.
在主的大爱的浇灌的里面。
In the feeling of God's love.
彼得就做了那个拣选。
Peter made that choice.
我相信亚伯拉罕也是一样。
I believe Abraham was the same.
他思想到自己。的光景
When he considered himself,
他思想到主在他身上的带领
and considered the Lord's leading in his life.
他面对这个伯特利
when he faces this Bethel,
他不能够再拒绝
he was unable to deny it.
那一天他成为神的俘虏
on that day he became God's bondman.
他欢欢喜喜的拣选了西安
and with joy he chooses Zion.
这是神荣耀的工作
This is God's glorious work.
这个荣耀的工作要成就在每一个神的儿女的身上。
And this glorious work must be done in every one of God's children.
每一个人都要单独的面对神。
Everyone must individually appear before God.
神在万有里面工作。
God is working in all.
神在万有里面兴起许多的环境。
And he raises circumstances in all things.
就是有一天他要与你亲自的面对面。
In order that one day he may come face to face with you.
然后用他的爱来护照你。
And call you with his love.
告诉你他的心意。
And to reveal his heart's desire to you.
让我们能够做一个拣选。
May we be able to make the choice.
但愿今天在休斯顿这个地方。
Today in Houston.
能够有这么一般的人。
May there be such a people.
因为神的引导。
Because of God's leading.
因为看见了神的心意。
Because having seen God's heart's desire.
被神的大爱所激励。
And having been constrained by his love.
看见那里面极大的荣光。
And we have seen the surpassing glory.
愿意在神的面前来拣选西安。
And there will be a willingness for us to choose Zion.
说这是我永远安息之所。
And to proclaim, this is my resting place forever.
我们感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
Can we say this morning, I'd rather have Jesus.I thought as our brother was sharing, I thought of another word for Jesus.
当我们弟兄交通的时候，我想到另外一个耶稣另外一个名字。
The word I thought of was life Jesus.
那个字就是生命耶稣。
Life Jesus.
生命耶稣。
Let's spend some time in prayer. I'm just right now asking that life Jesus would enter in.And reality in our lives.
我们花一点时间来祷告，来思考怎么样让生命基督进到我们里面，成为实际。
Let's ask that the Lord would seal these words in our hearts.
也求主把这些话印在我们的心板上。
Life Jesus.
生命耶稣。
Dinas.
主，我们谢谢你选择我们。
And now we declare to you that we want to choose you.
我们现在告诉你说，我们愿意拣选你。
We thank you, Father, for being our friend.
谢谢你，你成为我们的朋友。
Now we want to be your friend.
现在我们也愿意成为你的朋友。
Lord, we thank you for the life that we have received through Christ.
谢谢你在基督里面我们得到的生命。
Now we want to experience that life personally.
愿意个人来经历这个生命。
And corporately.
并且团体的经历。
Lord, have mercy on us, please.
主啊，求你怜悯我们。
In Christ's name we pray.
在主耶稣基督名义。
Amen. Thank you for the Lord. Thank you to the Lord for speaking to us this morning.
谢谢主向我们说话。
Just a couple announcements.
有两件的报告。
Young adults meet at Oliver's tonight at 5:00.
今天下午五点钟青年聚会在 Oliver 家里。
Men's retreat. Continue to pray for that. March 28th and 29th.
三月二十八、二十九号。弟兄们的聚会，请继续为他祷告。
We are planning on leaving between 4:30 and 5:00 here Friday evening from the fellowship hall.
我们计划 那礼拜五的下午。
We'd like
what, what time?
5:30. Between 4:30 and 5.
四点半跟五点之间从聚会所地方离开。
We'd like as many to meet here so we can drive together.
我们希望大家集中在这里，然后一同开车去。
We've taken several vans so we can have a time of fellowship on our way up.
我们会开几辆的 van， 所以在聚会在过程当中可以有交通。
There's a one-page little brochure that Brother Roy has.
Roy 弟兄有一个报告。
If you don't have this, see Roy.
如果你没有拿到的话，请去问 Roy.
I'd like to invite any visitors or first-time guests or people who haven't been here for a while. We'd like to invite you to stand up and introduce yourself.